This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey, the mercenary group leader who staged a short-lived rebellion against Russia is now exiled in Belarus as part of a deal to end the uprising. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Belarus's president, a key Vladimir Putin ally, says Wagner Group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin and some troops are welcome to stay for some time. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller calls that a mistake.
Everywhere that Wagner goes, death and destruction follows in their wake.
While Russia says it will not prosecute Prigozhin for the revolt,
никто ничего не украл.
Putin appeared to set the stage for charges against another Prigozhin-owned company, saying he hopes it did not steal from the $941 million earned from a government contract. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States on Tuesday announced a fresh tranche of arms to bolster Ukraine's mounting counteroffensive against Russian forces, including armored vehicles, precision munitions, and mine-clearing equipment. The $500 million package comes just days after Russia's own war-making capacity appeared to fray with a mutiny by its privately run Wagner force. The United States will soon announce actions to hold the Wagner group accountable.
We believe that everywhere that Wagner goes, they leave death and destruction in their wake. They hurt local populations. They extract minerals and extract money from the communities where they operate.
Spokesman Matt Miller said Tuesday the move will be over the mercenaries group prior activities in Africa and won't be linked to the aborted mutiny in Russia over the weekend. This is VOA News. Authorities in Zambia have arrested former President Edgar Lungu's son and daughter-in-law on corruption charges, and Lungu's Patriotic Front Party has described the move as continued persecution of the family by the government. Kathy Short reports from Lusaka.
Brian Mundubile, one of the lawyers, confirmed the arrests and charges. Mundubile also confirmed Tuesday on WhatsApp to VOA that his clients have since been released on bail pending a court appearance soon. He added that the Lungus should be accorded the dignity of their status as the former first family. Mundubile described his clients' arrests as unnecessary actions meant to harass them. He said the government must be clear about their intentions regarding the family instead of embarrassing them. Current President Hakainde Hichilema has said multiple times that the fight against corruption is not meant at political opponents, but is meant to protect the country's public funds. Kathy Short for VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.
The U.S. state of Florida ramps up mosquito control efforts after four cases of locally contracted malaria. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Florida Department of Health has issued a statewide mosquito-borne illness advisory. That's after four locally contracted cases of malaria were reported along the Gulf Coast south of Tampa. The move comes a day after a health alert issued by the CDC also noted that another case had been detected in Texas. That marks the first time there has been a local spread of malaria in the country in 20 years. Officials say the four residents of Sarasota County received treatment and have recovered. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday rebuffed a legal theory favored by many conservatives that could hand sweeping power to state legislatures to establish rules for presidential and congressional elections and draft electoral maps, giving huge advantages to the party already in control. American TV and radio personality Ryan Seacrest will be the new host of Wheel of Fortune. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Ryan Seacrest says in a statement he is truly humbled to take over Wheel of Fortune from Pat Sajak, who says the upcoming 41st season of the game show will be his last as host. Sony Pictures confirm Seacrest has signed a multi-year deal to host the show starting in 2024. Seacrest says he can't wait to continue the tradition of spinning the wheel and working alongside the great Vanna White. Seacrest also hosts American Idol and New Year's Rockin' Eve, as well as a radio show. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Find more news and information on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.